Welcome to Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Don Landrum. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The right fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Doug Clemens. Batting seventh. The catcher, Vic Rosnovsky. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Jackson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Larry Jackson. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, John Briggs. Batting second. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting third. The right fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tony Gonzalez. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Stewart. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting seventh. The catcher, Clay Dalrymple. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Wine. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bunning. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Jim Bunning. And now, play ball. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Rojas reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert strikes out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas bunts towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Beckert covering, for the out. Briggs moves to second. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison hits a fly ball into left field. Clemens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens strikes out. Two outs. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosnovsky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Santo moves to third. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart strikes out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson strikes out. One out. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 0-for-1 in the game. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Beckert moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Beckert moves to third. Williams moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Briggs strikes out. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-0 in the game. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens is 0-for-1 in the game. Clemens is called out on strikes. One out. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosnovsky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rosnovsky hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0-for-1 in the game. Callison hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 0-for-2 in the game. Landrum hits a fly ball into center field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks juggles the ball. That's an error on Banks. Taylor moves to second. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Dalrymple hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0-for-1 in the game. Wine hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks fields it, throws to third for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks strikes out. Two outs. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens is 0-for-2 in the game. Clemens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning is 0-for-1 in the game. Bunning is called out on strikes. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Briggs for the out. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-1 in the game. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosnovsky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rosnovsky hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rojas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Kessinger strikes out. Two outs. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gonzalez for the out. Two outs. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 2 in the game. Stewart strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 0 for 3 in the game. Landrum hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Beckert bunts towards the mound. Bunning fields it and throws to first for the out. Landrum moves to second. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground to right center field. The ball gets by Briggs. Callison fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Callison. Landrum scores. Williams moves to third. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Santo strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 3 in the game. Banks hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Rojas reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Dalrymple is called out on strikes. One out. Wes Covington pinch hits for Bobby Wine. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Beckert catches it and throws to first to double up Taylor. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ruben Amaro now playing shortstop. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens is 0 for 3 in the game. Clemens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosnovsky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rosnovsky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Kessinger is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Billy Sorrell pinch hits for Jim Bunning. Billy Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Adolfo Phillips pinch runs for Billy Sorrell. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Briggs strikes out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Phillips. The throw from Rosnovsky and he is out, Beckert applying the tag. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 2 in the game. Rojas hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 1, and Philadelphia Phillies, 0. Goodbye from Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia.